My basic project, what I'm doing over here, is about the movement of plant bugs across cotton and corn. As this picture showing over here, most of you have already seen this picture a lot of times with a lot of presentations. We can clearly see the edge effect in cotton next to corn. Okay. Sorry. So that brings up my title, Intra and Intercrop Movement of Plant Bugs. Going a little bit over cotton, scientific name, Gospium species, family Malvaceae. Going about its history, it's 1.2 million acres in Mississippi, 1.3 million acres in USA in 2006. No wonder, but in 2007, acreage in Mississippi was 6,500, and in 2008, 360,000 acres. We are anticipating less than 200,000 acres in 2009, and I guess everybody over here knows the reason. Chinese plant bugs, order Hemiptera, family Myridiidae, genus Liguus, species Liguus linularis. It's 5 to 6 millimeter adult, has a yellow triangle at its back on the dorsal side, say. Nymphs have, it has 5 nymphal stars, yellowish green with black dots on his back, and the late instar nymphs have a small wing pad and a dot on abdomen over here. That's the 5th nymph star. Talking about a little bit about this life cycle, the adults plant bugs goes to overwinter during winter in plant debris or leafy litters. They become active again in winter and lay egg in early season weeds, and then they following in the summer they have 2 or 3 generations each year. Cotton damage by plant bugs. Crazy cotton, when we have loss of apical dominance, flat squares, as you can see it over there, dropping down the pin squares, dirty bloom, lost pinhead squares, and abscission squares. What's the role of corn in plant bugs management standpoint of view? Corn is an early season crop, and we believe that corn being the early season crop, it provides a host when the weeds are no more, they are drying out for plant bugs. And when the cotton is squaring, and the corn at that time is no longer attractive towards plant bugs, it helps the plant bugs basically during silt stage to build up its population and move to the cotton. That's the window we are looking over here. That's the point when the plant bugs from corn move to cotton. So this is my objective over here, to study movement of plant bugs within cotton and corn and study at the crop interfaces. We use a method known as immunomarking technique done by Vincent P. Jones, in 2006, he devised a method using immunomarking technique. We released lab-reared protein marked plant bugs in hills which have low natural population over there using egg white solution. I'll skip over this, and a field block diagram of my field over here. Let's suppose it's my cotton field and this is my corn field right over here, and this is my interface. So we release plant bugs over here, lab reared marked plant bugs over here in this line uniformly. We had a plot of 25 meters by 25 meters over here. So we allowed plant bugs we released them over here and allowed them to move according to their own age in cotton and in corn. So that's what my layout was. Then we used lab methods, the collected plant bugs. The marked insects were detected using the indirect ELISA method found by Jones et Jones 2006. Results and discussions. Okay, if we understand this graph, my job is over, I guess. My purpose would be over. Okay, this line over here, x-axis, assume it to be my interface over here, and this side is my cotton side, and this side is my cone side. Now, that's the stage when cone was at green silk and cotton was at squaring stage. We went on and collected plant bugs at different days, day one, day three, and day six, at different distances from my interface, like 0.5 meters, 2.5 meters, and 5.5 on both sides. So we found over here, on the day one over here, the yellow bars over here, they're just showing up the movement of plant bugs which we release on the interface over here, on the both sides of the interface. So we do see a considerable amount of movement in cotton side. That's, if you calculate this, is coming out to be two by third of what we collected marked insects where we found them into cotton side on day one, and one by third where they're in cone side. So we definitely see a preference from plant bugs going into cotton side when cotton is at squaring stage. But at the same time, we do see a movement in cone too when it was a green silk stage. That means that at green silk stage, cone is competitive to cotton. And then again on day three, for some reason, I did not get any plant bugs, marked plant bugs in cone, and I did see a high rate of movement in cotton side. Again on day six, I did see a high amount of movement in cotton side till 10 rows from my release point, and similarly on the 16th row from my release point in cone. So the movement was in both sides, it was there pretty much evident. Now, the second release we did was when cone was in dry silk stage and cotton was in first week of bloom. And that pretty much explains that why this edge effect is happening over here, because in this we see that there's no movement towards cone. The entire movement is completely biased towards cotton side. And so we can see over here as day one, they have moved till fifth row from the release point, and by day three and six, they were completely throughout evenly distributed. Again, when the cone was in dense stage and cotton was second week of blooming, again there's no movement in cone, and there's plenty of movement on day one and day three in cotton. Day six, it rained heavily, so we could not get any mark. This we did in a cotton monoculture, just to see how their movement pattern is within the same host, if they are not given any preference, like they have one single host, how's their movement. So we can see over here from day one and day six data that they have moved pretty much till 16th row from the release point. So they are strong flyers, which everybody says yes. So the conclusion over here, which we thought about it, was they can at least move till 16 meters in one day under suitable host, and most of them move to 5.5 to 10 meters from the release row. And cone is only attractive towards plant bugs when it's a green silk stage. That's the only 10 to 15 days, the time window we have when cone is actually attractive towards plant bugs. And high plant bugs number movement to cotton when cone is turning into brown silk. So the moment this cone is turning into brown silk from green to brown, at that time we have a massive influx from cone to cotton. That's what my second slide showed. When cone was in dry silk stage, there was no movement in cone side, but there was high number of movement in cotton. So that explains it. But in fact, the one slide I showed for the monoculture, we did say that there was a fairly good amount of flying around till 16th row. So that means if they are just coming on the edge and flying from there, that's not going to have your edge effect because they're moving. But what we are assuming, or I did get some lot of names when I was sampling during second release when the cone was dented. I mean third release, yes. I don't have the data right now over here right now. So we had a conclusion that after infesting the edges, cone, TPBs lay, plant bugs lay eggs and disperse in the cotton field after that, and then they those nymphs feed on those interfaces and bring up the edge effect. Future things we are considering, of increasing sampling distances from the release and spray rows, and we are working on a diffusion equation to estimate the overall movement of plant bugs. We are going to consider wind direction and speed, temperature, and rain. The potential impacts of this would include growers to have improved sampling timing when they have to exactly sample during cone and according to the maturity level of both the crops. Planting dates to have this window, to minimize that window. Pesticide application when they are moving into the edges, if we can restrict them on the edges, we can pretty much save our spraying more into the cotton again. And arrangement of crops, landscape management, we can do that to minimize the potential impact. Most of people over here have their name over there in that list. Thank you all for that. And with this, I'll be ready to take up some few questions. Yes. Before that, I haven't looked into, because before that there was no cotton. There was no cotton over there. They were like seedling stage. Maybe they are moving before silt stage. Maybe they are moving into corn at before the silt stage, but. And laying eggs there, but definitely after the silk stage is over, they're moving massively from there. As long as they have the green silk stage, they're staying in corn. And by that time, your cotton is ready, so boom. Yes, sir. I'm sorry for that. I didn't get you. I'm sorry.
They preferred corn as long as it was green.
No. They did not prefer corn as long as they were green silk stays. As my previous slides showed, that two-thirds of majority of them moved to cotton. But corn is competitive. It's not that they are attractive towards corn completely. But yes, they have the feeding sites over there, so they were moving into corn. But one-third of what I got from the entire plot, they were from corn, and two-thirds were from cotton. So I'm not saying that they are completely preferring corn, but it's like midway. Yes, sir. Sample unit, okay. I sample each and every plant for 25 meters. That stretch of length I had released my bugs, I sample on each row 25 meters, making sure that I have most of the insects.
So you did whole plants?
I mean, I did sweep nets, but I sweep net sampling in cotton and whole plant sampling in corn. Yes, that's the pro and con, because you cannot use the same sampling method in corn and cotton. It's being tough. And in fact, I was the number of insects what I got from corn and cotton, they are different, and I found the percentage what I got from them. So basically, it's a percentage what I'm getting from number of unmarked and marked, both of them together. So that's how we seeing that what's the move percentage of plant bugs moving from in one.
Very good, we're right on time, thank you.
Thanks, sir.